All right, Too Hard to Swallow podcast. Ooh, it's Saturday, October 17th. It's 11:26 p.m. Barely made it. Ooh, crazy, crazy week. Happy birthday to my brother Brandon. Today would have been his would have been his 37th birthday if he was still living. So, happy birthday to him. RIP to him. Always carry him with me wherever I go. So, yeah. Happy birthday. You know, how everybody doing? Thanks. For the continued support, go get your merch. Description gonna be, the link gonna be in the description. And, you know, since today the 17th, and we only got a few weeks to the election, November the 3rd, let's talk politics. A lot of times I look back at all this shit. And for me, just looking at it, I feel like all these motherfuckers in cahoots with each other, like Democrats and the Republicans, they in cahoots, but they get on TV and act like it's the WWE, you know, like it's wrestling and shit. They talking shit. People get caught up in it. And really, all them motherfuckers is cool. They just, you know, got everybody got a fan base, and they got to appease their fan base. So you can't knock them. It's just business. But that's the way I look at it. Because the Democrats, they, in my opinion, dropped the ball. Because Biden and Kamala Harris, honestly, that's not the best they could have did. Like they could have got Yang and Bernie Sanders, and I think people would have got very excited about that. You know, especially with Yang saying he gonna give you $1,000 a month, whether you rich, poor, whatever, he'll give you $1,000 a month. To people that's 18 and older forever. You know, so that basically would have ended poverty. And they could have gave a, you know, they could have put a ticket with him and Bernie on there, but I guess they said they probably felt like they were just too progressive. And, but instead we got Biden and Kamala, and honestly, I feel like they're going to get killed. You know, the people out here that think this is going to be a blowout for Biden, I think you motherfuckers is sadly mistaken. I think Trump is going to kill these motherfuckers. I really do. The reason why I say that, because most Democrats, people that's Democrat, they don't go vote like that. The Republicans don't go vote. They gonna not only vote, they gonna take people with them to go vote. It's gonna be some serious business. Democrats normally just be like, fuck it. I remember with when Hillary ran against Trump, a lot of my friends, a lot of people I knew, they were like, I ain't gonna go vote. Hillary should win this easy. And what happened? Hillary got killed. I really think this is the same shit that's going to happen this time. Because people not enthusiastic about either one of them, about Trump or Biden. So what's going to end up happening is people going to stay at home and say, fuck it. And Trump gonna get in there again, and then you're gonna have people complaining and say, oh, this Trump, this and that. But motherfuckers, you didn't get out there and vote. So you can't complain. So I really think it's gonna be a landslide. I think Mike Espy and Cindy Hyde Smith, I think Cindy Hyde Smith gonna win in a landslide. Because once again, Democrats not gonna go and vote. So it's gonna be interesting. Like you say, this shit is wrestling for me. This shit just wrestling. All these motherfuckers on the same side. So, you know, and every week up until November 3rd, I'm gonna be talking about politics. Because the shit is important. You know, that's why they give us all this TV and distractions and shit. So we won't focus on the shit that matter, like the politics, like reading and educating ourselves and bettering ourselves. So that's why they want to keep you distracted. But, you know, on another note, take your precautions, because this coronavirus still ain't going nowhere. I was looking at the news a few minutes ago, and they were saying in Mississippi, it was 751 cases today. So that's where it was when the shit first started kicking off. So that's the same shit. You know, luckily the deaths have went down. But still, don't nobody want to get this shit. You know, I got people who get it. I got a friend who got it now. This motherfucker say he got diarrhea like crazy. Don't nobody want this shit. So, stay safe out here. I'm going to get up in here and relax, and then I'm going to go to sleep. Shit crazy. Stay safe, man. Thank you to everybody that's been tapping in with me. And go get your merch. Go get that merch. I'm going to have a link in the description below. So thank you guys for your support. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I am Bobby Cruder Jr. Until next time, thank you guys.